Up to Shar Gimel, Perek Aleph, new beginning. Very, very, very famous Perek, Shar Gimel. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Perek Aleph. Mashikosav kan lamakayim. Is he talking about lamakayim? I don't remember what he's talking about.
Kan.
It's the last thing he spoke about. Sarach sheyitein libun.
Okay.
You should contend your heart to the makayim. Well, Zeb is over here. There's this Indian to be mechav your heart to the makayim. In general, we know because Baruch is called makayim. He's going to go into that now. Pein ba'avos amru kishata misbalel al das li lauskah kiva. Here we go again. The word Hamakayim. By davening specifically, there's this Indian Hamakayim. Ramuz is Zal Batevas Makayim. The Indian Gadol. The Indian Sarak Beer. Lahavik, Aymek, Kavanasim, Zahin, Vracha, Ulumizbak, Kroy, Orayim, Zalza. So we got to get to the Psukim that deal with this word. And we're going to get a full blown. Explanation of what this name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Makayim is. Came at a good night, starting a new beginning. Very, very famous piece. All of the words of Chazal are like coals of fire. You just see a little glow, a little spark. If you put an effort into it, to turn it over or to blow it. The more you blow on the coal, the more red it'll glow. Until the whole coal will be a red glowing hot coal. And then you could use its light. You could also use its heat. But of course, you could only use its heat, you know, near it, opposite it, but not mamish to hold it. You're going to get burnt. Shekimit shanas is like cheshes. Once the coal turns red hot, tzarek zahiru shall light the gavah, but you have to be very careful not to get burnt with it. Kein bedinim zeh, nimshalu kol divrei chachamim. Shavu bishanir min dvarim kitzarim upshutim. Yeah, you should be mechavenes libay lamakai. Yeah, okay, shkoyach, nice, you know. Sounds very simple on the outside. Short and simple. It's like when you hit a hammer against the rack, the sparks shoot out. Every single word we've already seen a few times earlier, literally how he takes apart words of Chazal and Mamish. He says, if you go and you if you turn them over and you become precise, and I'm very meduktuk with the words, it'll enlighten your eyes from the tremendous light. You'll find very, very deep things hidden in the words, in the simple looking words of Chazal. However, you have to be very careful. However, you have to be extremely careful not to try to access points that we don't really have access to, not to get too close, not to grab onto it when it's running hot. Don't be too distant that you shouldn't look into it at all, not to handle it at all, not to discuss it and turn it over. You won't benefit from the light at all. Also, don't get too close. Let's go back to the word makayim. The Ebishter is the place for the whole world. Yaakov Avinu, he reached that place. Or is it by, is that by Avram, by Akeda? It's by Yaakov.
Yeah.
Rav Huna b'shem Rav Elazar Amar b'vnei mamach katan shemayishal kosh baruch hu b'kayin oisim makayim. Why is Hashem called the place shu makayimay shaloylam v'ein elaymay makayimay? God is the place where the world exists, and God is not in the place of the world. Uvishmayis rabba say parshas menhei tanchuma parshkisiza v'yayim hine makayim iti amrav Reb. I don't know. Okay, parchia brali machista. Asri tefeil ali, my place is tavel to me. Ve'inani tavel asri. Most people, they're tavel to the makayim. You are subject to the place that you're in. The place that you're in affects you. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I am not subject to my place. Fakeh, the place is subject to me. Ve'kenizim shakatayv tehillim mizmatzad. Lefim shutay. Just like a place can sustain whatever is placed in it or on it. Hashem is not, you know, in a certain continent, in a certain galaxy, in a certain place. Hashem is soivel the world. The world takes place kivayachol in Hashem. Hasoivel makayim lomayis fabrius kulam. Shem chas v'shal misale kaychemiem. The Kadosh Baruch Hu would depart from the world if he would not feed it its energy, if he would not sustain it, just like this ground sustains us. Afrika echas aves avas makayim kivim v'kius kol elamis. It would disappear the entire place for the world and the entire sustenance and energy, like we learned about it earlier. At the Machayas Kulam, Oisei Shemayim Vars. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly sustaining the entire universe. This is Mamish, the foundation of the Moon of Gleisel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's sustaining the world. It's not that Hashem is in the world. Along the lines of what we learned in the first shahr, human body would disappear and rot if it doesn't have the neshama in it. He's what's sustaining the world. Just like the soul fills and it gives sustenance to the whole guf, it energizes the guf. That's kashut. Stay tuned. A good night. And with his Agdama, you see that he's going to discuss something that he doesn't expect you to delve into or think about too much, because it's dangerous. So he's going to give us something. Yeah. I don't have it. I think they used it for the sales. Shabbos.
Talking about, like, not thinking about what to deep. Somebody just showed me, he says, there's a medrash that asks what came first, Arer or Shemayim Ba'aretz. It says, Bereishis Bara, like, Shemayim Ba'aretz.
Right.
That would be Mashma Shemayim Ba'aretz, who created first.
Yeah.
And then it says, Zayim Hashem Yi'ar, Ba'yi'ar. So the first Ma'ar was Arer. Right. Which one came first?
You have to learn exactly. It's not like it's not just like you can just.
Like it's Moshe Vitala.
Right. But in terms of he said, you also look far back if you start breaking down the puzzle of these kinds of concepts.
Stay tuned. I'll get back.